Hey, this is Johnny, and you are tuned in to Ugly Brown Boy. You can catch this on all podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching. Hey everyone, thank you for coming back and checking out this new episode. I appreciate all the support you're giving me by listening to what I have to say. Life has been really a big struggle for a couple of months for me now, and I'm getting by, and I am doing the best I can dealing with my mental illness, and that is primarily what I want to talk about this week. I was recently diagnosed with ADHD, and that provided a lot of answers for me and the behavior I was exhibiting over years, but in particular the past several months. And if you know about ADHD or if you read up on it, there are characteristics like outbursts of anger and learning in a different way than neurotypical people. And reading about it really brought to light a lot of the things that have been troubling me over the years that I couldn't explain. And it also has a direct connection to depressive disorder and anxiety. So, with knowing that about me, one of the things that I really, really advocate for is awareness of mental illness. And support. I really believe that people like myself with mental illness need the support of friends and loved ones, therapists, doctors. There should be people in place that you can speak to and talk about treatment, talk about medication. All of that is so important, because if you're like me out there, or if you are not like me and you're wondering what I'm talking about, depression isn't just feeling sad, feeling down about things. That is something that still troubles me about how people react when I tell them I am having a depressive episode, and they respond with, "Just cheer up. Your life is so good. You have to count your blessings." Like all the cliches, count your blessings. Look at your life. Look how wonderful your husband is. Blah, blah, blah. But the thing about depression is, in spite of how incredible your life is, there is a dark, shadowy part inside of you that wants to take it all away, that doesn't care. The dark, shadowy part just wants to leave all of this behind. And honestly, it could happen in an instant. So people that live with depressive disorder really have to take very good care of themselves so that they can live into tomorrow. It is a daily struggle for me. I wake up in the morning and I am exhausted from the nightmares that I have every night. I am exhausted from running away from things in my nightmares. I am exhausted from the anxiety and angst that my body feels from these vivid nightmares every night. So not only do I wake up exhausted, I am just destitute when I wake up. I am just anguished when I wake up. Anguished that I have to start another day and live in this shell and propel it forward into time for another day. I have to keep this avatar alive for how many more hours before I can go back to sleep again so that I can have more nightmares and no restful nights just to wake up again with the same anguish. Don't get me wrong, my medications help. I have a wonderful therapist and a fantastic psychiatrist. My support system is very strong, and my husband is the most loving and understanding person that you'll ever meet. And it's rough. I want to give up on most days. And I keep going. Having to keep going sometimes puts me in a really, really bad mood. And it's either the ADHD that does it, or the depression, the anxiety, or all of the above. And the thing is, I have to be really, really careful with the way I present myself in real life, because I can be edgy and abrasive, and I don't want to be that. I don't ever want to be that, especially not to people around me that are kind to me. And this is the part that I wanted to get to. There has been this meme that I've been seeing over the past few months that I repost and repost, and there several different iterations of it. And whenever I see it, I repost it because it reminds me of people. It reminds me of myself. And it reminds me of other people who don't have control over their emotions, who don't know how to regulate themselves, who don't know that you have to be accountable for your bad behavior. You're the one that has to put all of that in check. And the meme reads, "Even though your pain and feelings are legitimate and understandable, doesn't mean your bad behavior is acceptable." And to me, that goes without saying about just nasty people in the world. But when you know that you are living with a mental illness and you know that you can be triggered easily, or you know that there are certain situations where you don't do so well, you have to be the one to realize that something is happening. Your nervous system has shifted. You need to do something for yourself. And whatever you decide to do, leave, excuse yourself for a moment, and then gather yourself in private. Or whatever it is, you can't just lash out at people. You can't be an asshole to people and blame it on your illness. You can't mistreat people and use your depression or your ADHD as an excuse. You have to make those corrections for yourself. But you also have to be aware of when you are mistreating somebody. I have a friend that would constantly mistreat me and speak really, really crappy to me. And I finally had to say, you have to do something about the way you're speaking to me. And I know that we struggle in the same ways, but it's not acceptable that you are not understanding that you are talking to me this way, you are talking to that person that way, you are talking to that person that way, but you refuse to acknowledge that something is wrong and that you are doing something wrong. But I get it. It's so hard. It's so hard to get through days. And when somebody comes in and messes your day up and triggers you, that's just another something that you have to contend with for the day. And if there are several incidents like that, several triggers throughout the day, then, oh my God, like, it can just be too much. I get it. But we all have to be aware of ourselves. We have to be self-aware, and we have to be accountable. You can't just go through life trampling on people. I have been guilty of that in the past, and I still have my issues. Believe me, I know that. You can tell me And I'll be okay with that because I already know. But not everybody knows. The denial is strong. So that's what I wanted to talk about today, is your awareness and your accountability and your ability to regulate yourself throughout the day, not just as a person living with mental illness, but as a person, as another human being towards other human beings. You have to be able to do this in order to maintain your relationships in life. And stop making excuses. Your mental illness is not an excuse. Your 2 hours stuck in traffic is not an excuse. Your situational frustrations are not excuses to mistreat people. I think that's all I wanted to say. There's such a lack of self-awareness out there. And I think that's where it needs to start. Once you know what you're doing and how you are reacting and how you react to certain situations, you can then realize, oh, okay, I did this in this situation. Let me apologize and take accountability. Or let me figure out why this is triggering me and let me regulate myself, regulate my emotions. But without the self-awareness, you don't know that you're being triggered. You don't know that you're mistreating somebody. So I think, honestly, self-awareness is the goal. And we go from there. And hopefully, we all get to that beautiful place together. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate it very much. And I will see you next Tuesday. Beauty surpassing understanding.